الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن أحسن قولا ممن دعا إلى الله وعمل صالحا وقال إنني من المسلمين صدق الله العظيم honorable علماء الكرام respected elders, beloved brothers. Before coming on this journey, they told me that you won't see the sun. The sun, S-U-N. So today we want to speak about the sun. A suraj. It's got three qualities, the sun. Number one is the sun, ye suraj ghumta rehta hai. What in astronomy they call rotation and revolution in the astronomical system. Whether it's a fact or not, that's a separate issue, but it's rotation. The sun is moving, ghumta rehta hai, ghumta rehta hai, ghumta rehta hai. Although yahan England mein nazar nahi aata, lekin ghum raha hai. Number two, ye suraj, the sun, it gives light to everybody. Musalman ho, he also benefits from the sun. Kafir ho, disbeliever, atheist, jo khuda ko na manta ho, usko bhi jo hai dhoop deta hai, usko bhi light deta hai, sabko. And the third thing the sun does is, there's no charge. You heard, yeah, governments charge taxes and whatever, and they'll charge us for solar power also. But the sun hasn't asked for any money. It's giving us heat, it's giving us light, but there's no charge. It's free of charge. But this is the example, Maulana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, Jai Aimai Tabligh, ke da'i ki misal suraj ki tarah hai. A da'i, a person involved in the work, and we are all da'is. Ye kaam, the work of da'wat and tabligh is not mine and yours and that one's. We have to see ke mere nabi ne ye kaam kiya hai ke nahi. The first ijtima in the world, was on the mountain of Safa. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam called everyone, fa'amma wa khassa, sabku bulaya. Call everybody, everybody. Those that couldn't even come, send somebody. Jao suno, the first bayan in the world. Huzur ki da'wat sabse pehle. In the mountain of Safa. And Jay gave and said, ke bhai, if I tell you that the enemy is attacking, will you believe me? Ka ke Jay will believe you. Al-Amin. Aaj tak jhoot nahi bola. There was no shak in his Jay. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam first got ehtimad that what I'm saying is going to say, you're going to believe or not. And ye da'wat ke andar hona chahiye ke hamari baaton par yakin. If the samne wale mein ye nahi hai, wo da'wat ka asar nahi hoga. Then Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, ke bhai dekho, I came here to invite you aur da'wat deta ho jahannam ke aag se bachne ke liye. Kulu la ilaha illallah tuflihu. And then Abu Lahab said, Ali hadha jama'atana, you called us here to tell us La ilaha illallah and tuflihu, you'll be successful. Jao, halakat ho tali. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately revealed those words, tabbat yada abi lahabi wa tab. Kya Muhammad ke liye halakat hai, tumhari halakat hai. Koi bhi deen ka kaam ho, and we opposing that deen work is our halakat. Koi bhi deen ka kaam ho. Although here we sitting for dawat and tabligh, if we don't understand any work, but don't oppose the work. Unke tabbat yada abi lahabi wa tab. Ma aghna an umaluhu, all that money, that million of pounds is not going to help. Allah ka azab jab aayega, to maal aur aulaad and family bhi kaam nahi aayega. So da'i ki misal je walana Yusuf rahmatullah has given teen cheeze. Kya? Wa gumta rehta hai. Hamara kaam da'wat dete rehna hai. Ijtimai taur par, infiai taur par. Doesn't mean mashallah gasht ho raha hai once a week. In gush, out gush, whatever. Lekin infiradi taur par bhi yehi hamara kaam hai. Wherever we go, we speak dunya, dunya, dunya. There's a sale there, yeh sasta hai, woh manga hai. Uske saath daawat ka kaam bhi hona chahiye. To yeh da'i ki misal hai, ke har waqt jo hai logo ko daawat de. The sun is moving, it doesn't stop, it carries on, carries on, carries on, carries on. Hame bhi yeh jo hai apna kaam banana hai. It doesn't mean if you're not in a work of daawat and tabligh, then you can't give da'wat. Hum to ummati hone ki haisiyat se hume ye zimmedari di gayi. Nabiy Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in the tafsir of this ayat, kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat lin nas. In the last hadith in Mishkat Sharif, antum akramuha, you are the best of ummas, and you are doing the work what 70 nations couldn't do, the ummat of Nabiy Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Huzur ko jab pucha gaya sahaba Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam se, ya Rasulullah, sabse behtar makhlooq kaun hai? Sahaba said, ya Rasulullah, angels, farishte, kabhi nafarmani nahi ki, somebody qiyam, somebody ruku, sajda, they are the best. Huzur ne kaha, unko kya? Allah fatad ne was just one samkad, one chop. Yani wo sirf neki kar sakte, gunah unke andar ka madda nahi hai, they can't commit sins. تو کہا پھر کون کہا کہ انبیاء علیہ السلام are the best کہا کہ انبیاء how can they be the best because ان پر direct وحی آتی ہے direct اللہ کی طرف سے تو ان کا ایمان is strong تو کہا پھر کون پھر کہا کہ ہم لوگ صحابہ we are the best because we brought ایمان and we did all this نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے اس میں کیا کمال ہے ایمان کا Because aapne wahi ka zamana dekha, Allah ke nabi ko dekha, you saw the Quran being revealed. Huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam ko pusha, then who's the best? Kaha ke mere ummat ke wo log hain jinhone nahi dekha lekin mujh par iman laye. We are that ummat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We didn't see Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we didn't see the Quran being revealed, but we say Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said tuba lahum basharat ho mere us ummat ke liye man amana bi wa lam yarani, they brought iman but he didn't see me. So Allah ka shukr hai, this work is our work, whether we got whatever. This tabligh asal to ulama and mashayikh tell us apni islah ke liye hum karte hain, is doing for ourselves, lekin hum جائے خیر الامت ہے and انفع للناس, we are there for the benefit of mankind. So the sun is moving, دائی جائے ہمارا کام یہی ہے جائے دعوت دینے اللہ کی طرف جائے دعوت دینے امتی, whichever way اس کے اصول ہے قوائد ہے, we need to learn. Number two, like we said, یہ سورج سب کو جائے روشنی دیتا ہے, ہمیں سب کو دعوت دینا ہے, مانے نہ مانے, جو جائے ہے نہیں ہے, سب کے سامنے اللہ کی بات جائے کرنی. نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم gave دعوت دعوت دعوت. When this people of Makkah at that time didn't believe, said I'll go to Taif, ممکن ہے کہ وہاں the people will listen to me. So this is in gush out gush, جائے جماعت people say یہ کہاں سے یہ بدعت آئی ہے کہ بھائی باہر جانا ہے یہ کرنا ہے, تو حضور کیوں Taif گئے, why did نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم go to Taif, he didn't know only in gush کرنا ہے. سے نہیں بھائی یہاں نہیں کام ہو رہا ہے تو let's go to Taif, ممکن ہے کہ وہاں کوئی ہماری جائے بات سن لے. ثبوت of in gush and out gush and all that. تو یہ کام سب کے سامنے کرنا ہے, you have to tell everybody about اللہ کی برائے, حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی سنتوں کی اتباع پیروی, to follow نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, you have to do it for everybody. And number three, I said is the son don't take any charge. Bas ye kaam karna hai lillah, Allah ke liye. Isme jamaat wale kisi ke ghar par jab khitate hain, wo nahi kehte 5 pound lao. Agarche samne wale darte ke wo cash tashkil ho jayegi, ye aur ye Pakistan, India aur Pakistan chale jayenge. They didn't come for money, baghair ujrat ke, apna maal apni jaan. Apna maal apni jaan. The son is doing the same thing, is giving us light, we not, they're not charging us something. Jamaat wale kisi se kuch nahi jay mangte hain. To dai ki misal jo hai, Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullah said ke ye teen hai ke wo ghumta rehta hai, yahi kaam dai ka kaam hai ke har waqt jo hai Allah ki taraf daawat deni hai. Number 2 is ke sab ke samne daawat, aam khas sab ke samne jo hai daawat ka kaam karna hai. Number 3 is ujrat jo hai nahi leni hai. The ayat which I recited, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, who's the best? We all talking, we all say this, we say, لیکن سب سے بہتر کس کی بات ہے؟ تو کہا وہ آدمی ہے من دعا الى اللہ, جو اللہ کی طرف بلائے, who calls people. So we're doing other work, we're doing this work, we're doing this work, لیکن اللہ subhanahu wa ta'ala فرمائے من احسن, اس میں تفضیل, the best of you is that one who invites. MashaAllah, I'm a doctor. MashaAllah, I'm an engineer. I'm a scientist. I'm a this. I'm this. But the best of you is the one who invites to us. Ye koi jo is not anybody's talk. Ye Allah ki baat hai. It's not about Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Alayhi, Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullah. With due respect for everybody, hamare akabir hai. Ye Allah ki baat hai. Ke sabse behtar baat uski hai jo Allah ki taraf bulaye. وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا, اور وہ نیک کام کرے. سیدنا علی رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ, ماشاءاللہ, if they bring a red Volvo or whichever the most expensive car and they put it in front of your house and say, here's the keys مولانا, you can have the keys, کتنا شکریہ ادا کریں گے. Every day you'll say سلام سلام بھائی, he gave me a free car, جو ملین of 500,000 pounds. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, whatever happened, the whole hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Hazrat Ali, لَأَيْ يَهْدِيَ اللَّهُ بِكَ رَجُلًا وَاحِدٌ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنْ حُمُرٍ نَعْمْ. Ek aadmi ko hidayat mil gayi, wo red Volvo, Mercedes, BMW, sab se behtar hai. When we give da'wat, ek aadmi, خَيْرٌ النَّاسِ أَنْفَعُ لِلنَّاسِ. If you give one person da'wat and he comes on, his life changed. He came to masjid, iman, through that da'wat, unki namaz theek ho gaye, unka zakat, he went to ulama, learned the masail of zakat, he changed his life, his wife changed, his children changed. Is better than all that expensive cars that somebody can give you, better than that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ek aadmi ko hidayat mil gayi. So through this work of da'wat and tabligh, koi bayan dena, I'm more in need of it. Wo darkhas aayi thi ke jo kuch baatein keh de. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make, give us a tawfiq ke is kaam ko apna kaam samjhe. Whichever way, ijtimai taur par, infiradi taur par, aur is kaam ke andar jo hum saath de de. Bas jitna ho sake, qawlan, fa'lan, jo whichever way to assist this work, aur iske saath jo نیت کرے کہ ہماری جو اس کے ذریعے ہم حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے جو وارث ہیں. نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم left this work and said بلغو انی ولو آیا, پہنچاؤں میری باتوں کو, پہنچاؤ امت کے اندر, even if you know a little, جتنا علم اس کے بقدر جو ہے we invite اور دعوت دے جو لوگوں کو. تو اس کے لئے یہ نقل و حرکت ہے. For this جو جماعت go out, number one is to learn. اس کے بعد لکھا ہے وعمل صالحا, کہ انسان کی دعوت میں جان آئے گی جب خود عامل ہوگا. ہماری نماز ٹھیک ہو تکبیر اولیٰ کے ساتھ تو ہم لوگوں کو دعوت دینے جائیں گے تو اس جو دعوت کے اندر جان اثر ہوگا. لائک وائز دوسرے اعمال, تو وتھ آور جو دعوت ہم اپنے بھی جو فکر کریں, وی وری اوور آور سیلف اینڈ میک عمل, اینڈ تھرو دیٹ جو لوگوں کو جو ہدایت جو مل جائے. دس از آور آخرت. اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی guide us to understand this work of دعوت and تبلیغ, and جتنا ہو سکے whichever way our time آگے پیچھے کر کے we give جو some time for this work, and اس کے ذریعے the deen will love. When علماء say کہ 7 generations, if we do the work 7 generations, جو almighty Allah سبحانہ وتعالی will keep deen in them. And we find that when the work of Dawud goes, Iman goes, then seven generations go astray also. They go out South America, there's many ulama of ours working there, and they're working Arabs from the family of Sayyidina Abbas, from the family of this Sahabi, that Sahabi, all there in South America, all gone away from Deen because there's this work of Dawud. Now you have to start again, and ye Sahaba ki aulad, or firje unko, they'll say, ke, yes, we know, we heard, ke my great, 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 great grandfather was Sahabi. So there's no guarantee for Deen and Iman. Kisi ke paas, ye Sahaba ki aulad, and Sahaba ki nasl, je. To try and show us the importance that don't think that this deen, it came very easy, it will go also very easy. If we treat this deen very light and the laws of deen very light and we don't preserve our iman, then this deen will go away from us. So what this work of Dawat and Tabligh, the effort is ke hum apni bhi islah kare, that we go out in the path of Allah, make niyat that deen comes into us, into our houses, into our families. And for that, the call is made, okay, 4 months in a lifetime, and 40 days a year, and 3 days a month, tashkil karne wale, sab takaze pesh karenge, whatever the takazas are for the area, I don't know. For that, you will give us all the takazas.
Date inshallah and the time as well is very good, mashallah. Masumbar, 4 months.
Mashallah, Allah kabul, Allah ta'ala kabul farmaye.
4 months,
inshallah. Normally Ramadan comes, we say no, Ramadan ki tarteeb must be different. Two jihads took place in the month of Ramadan. Fateh Makkah, the conquest of Makkah, was on the 18th of Ramadan. Huzur Sassam was moving with the Sahaba from Madinatul Munawwara to Makkatul Mukarrama. It was a month of Ramadan. So that's what we're saying. It doesn't mean Ramadan aaye to nahi hum nahi nikal sakte. Huzur ki zindagi dekho, Nabi Sassam takaza ho. There's a need for jamaat, if it's shep, to Ramadan mein bhi nikle, jisko pas us ata. MashaAllah, with the British passport you can go many places. From South Africa, when the call was made for America, of 200 and some jamaats, alhamdulillah, about 100 jamaats went aage piche, little more period to America, and the different places they went. So like that, hum samajhte hain ki no, there's not a need. When you go out, then you realize ki jo iski kitni zarurat hai. So like that, with your passport, mashallah, people can travel more places and more countries. So that's why they told South Africa, you go to America, takaze diye Africa, this place, that place. And jo work jo hai iske liye jo ghanimat samjho. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like in the hadith, ikhtanim khamsan qabla khamsin, value, chance. When you get a chance, don't let the chance go. Shababak qabla haramik, juwani hai. Us or old people say, Malana, good number dukta shay, we need jawai jamatma. I pareshani shay. When you were young, you had the opportunity, why didn't you go? Iqtanim khamsan qabla, khamsin, value your time. Shay, shababa qabla haramik, before you get on, hayataka qabla motik, murda admi, do kam nahi kar sakta. When you look at the mayit and janaza, ask him, bhai, anything you desire, he'll say, I desire to say one more subhanallah. Can he do it? He can't do it. There's an incident written of Sahibul Kashf. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, jisku deta hai, wo deta, he sat by a cover. And he was making kashf for the person lying there. So he asked him, Allah ne aapke saath kya mamla kiya? So So I said, Allah Ta'ala, forgive me. He said, what you doing from the time you passed away? He said, I'm reading Quran. Usko Quran ka shauk tha. He said, how many Qurans you read? He said, I read so many, 700 Qurans. He said, MashaAllah, 700 Qurans you read from the time you passed away, 700 khatams. He said, gee, I made, but let me tell you one thing. I made 700 khatams of the Quran, but ek bhi khatam ka faida nahi isle ke mere marne ke baad hai. If I should have read that 700 khatams before I died, to jannat mein tarakki ka darja bhi ho jata hai. So maut se pehle jo iqtanim hayataka qabla mautik, apni zindagi ko ghanimat samjho. Ad-dunya mudbira wal akhir mukbila, akhirat samne hai. The station in front is akhirat, aur piche kya hai? Dunya hai. So ye dunyavi, that ayat kul in kana aba'ukum wa abnaukum wa azwajukum, ke aaj cheezon ke muqable mein teen cheeze, ahabba ilaykum min allahi wa rasulihi wa jihadin fi sabili. We don't say don't have wife and children, sab karna hai. Aaj cheezon ki mohabbat fitri, I also want pounds, I also want a shop, I also want a house, it's natural har ek insaan ke andar hai. Lekin ahab ziyada je must love this deen, must love Allah more, love Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam more. A person on the day of Qiyamah, I'll conclude with this, maaf karna, je Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be standing by Namae Amal, and the Amal will be weighed. So mashallah, is good, bad, is gunah ziyada hai, so the scale is down the side, down je this side, and the good deeds are very little. So then somebody will come, handsome face, does. He say, put a paper on this side of the scale, and the scale tilted this way, it became heavy this side. So he looks, subhanallah, kitne khubsurat chehra, what a beautiful face, who are you? Kaha ke main aapka nabi hu. Kaha cha? To ye kya hua? Kaha ke this is that one durood and salawat you read, I put it in there, aur ye uske najat ka zariya ban gaya. We go one day in the path of Allah, one gush, one da'wat we gave, kisi ki hidayat ho gayi, and that becomes a means of our najat on the day of Qiyamah. Isse kya behtar hai? Ye to sasta hai. We don't have to make so much effort. We can't make so much ibadat. In Ramadan also, 30 days, 24/7 to make ibadat. So ye sab amal hai, thore thore. Ke pata nahi Allah ne iske zariye se, jay Allah Ta'ala forgive us, jay in our shortcomings, Nabi Kareem Sasam ki shafqat, ummat ke upar. Nabi Kareem Sasam will be jay in front of Allah, Shafa'atul Kubra. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, Ya Muhammad, irfa' ra'asak, wasal tu'ta, washfa' tushafa. Ya Muhammad, mango, sar utao, kya mang rahe ho? Kaha ke ya Rab, ummati. Meri ummat ka kya hal hai? Kaha jao nikala unko. Jay jiska iman itna ho, jay usko nikalo. Nabi Sasam will go and take them out from Jahannam. Take huzur ki ka ehsan ummat par sirf duniya mein nahi, qiyamah ke din bhi. Aur aaj tak humne is ehsan ko jo isko samjha nahi ke huzur kaun hai, aur huzur ke ehsan ummat ke upar kam se kam durood padho, kuch neki ka kaam karo, ye kaam aane wali. Nabi Kareem Sasam will go up and down. Finally, one person only read kalima once in his life. After that, he did nothing. Kaka, ya Allah, ye bhi ek ummati hai. He read la ilaha illa Muhammadur Rasulullah once. Huzur Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kahenge, farmayenge, ke bhai, that ye mera kaam hai. This is my work. Apne je shifat ki fulane ko nikala, ye je, I'll take them out. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, take them out from Jahannam. They burn black like coal. Put them in Naharul Hayat and say, Ha ulahi utaka'ur Rahman. They'll get a label here. Ya Rahman, ya Muhammad, teri shafqa, teri rahmat. Lekin meri ki rahmat bhi zahir hone chahiye. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take them out from Jahannam and say, now wash them clean and go to Jannat. When he'll come to Jannat, he'll say, Jannat is full. Like you see the bus is written, they're full. He said, there's place for one. So he say, Ya Allah, ya Jannat is full already. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, just go inside, see. So he'll go inside, the last person to enter Jannah will given dunya wa mithluha. Dunya wa mithluha. This dunya and this temporary dunya jiske piche hum mar rahe. We're not saying don't have it, everything, we need it. Lekin apne maqsad ko samjho ke Allah ko khush karo, huzur sa asam ka ehsan mano, aur ye amanat hai hamare paas, jo The reason why we all sitting here, me and you, is the effort of Akabirin. Hafiz Patel Rahmatullah came to our masjid. The Ijtima was in Lens about 4 years ago, more than that. And in our masjid was all the Akabir staying. Hafiz Patel Rahmatullah Ali was also in our masjid. So their efforts and their struggles in our country was Haji Bhai Padia, we call him Rahimahullah Ta'ala Anhu. And the first Jamaats that went to the different parts, he went to Tiranadir. Those years, three people, Jamaats were small, and they gave Dawat, and they gave Dawat, then that one person got ready, and then he became an Alim, became a Mufti, and all the madrasas that he established there in the part of the world will go to the reward of one person, Haji Bhai Padia Rahmatullah Ali. So this is his work. Like I said, ek aadmi ko hidayat mil jaye, ye behtar hai duniya ki daulat se. To inshallah hum sab niyat karte hain, bas chahe wo jo bhi waqt hamare paas ho, niyat kare jo kuch bhi waqt, ek din, aadha din, whatever the tartib is, ya ke kuch waqt nikale.
Last session that 10 din inshallah we ready for Ramzan, 10 din, 10 days.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله اللهم لك الحمد ولك الشكر اللهم لك الحمد بالإيمان ولك الحمد بالإسلام ولك الحمد بالأهل والمال ولك الحمد بالمعافاة ولك الحمد إذا رضيت يا أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة جزا الله أن نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع المتقين مع الإيمان اللهم اغفر لنا قبل الموت وارحمنا عند الموت ولا تؤذبنا بعد الموت اللهم احسن عاقبتنا في الامور كلها واجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الاخره اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت اللهم انا نعوذ بك من سكرات الموت وغمرات الموت اللهم اجعل قبرنا روضه من رياض الجنان اللهم انا نسالك رضاك والجنه الفردوس ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا اللهم مغفرتك أوسع من ذنوبنا ورحمتك أرجى عندنا من أعمالنا اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع المتقين مع الإيمان اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين اللهم ثبتنا على القول الثابت في الدنيا وفي القبر وفي الآخرة وعند الموت وعند السوال في القبر يا ولي الإسلام وأهلي ثبتنا بها حتى نلقاك اللهم ارزقنا شهادة في سبيلك واجعل موتنا ببلد رسولك في يوم الجمعة في شهر المبارك وفي بيتك الحرام اللهم اجعل نبينا لنا فرطا وحوضه لنا موردا اللهم اشرنا في زمرته واستعملنا بسنته وتوفنا على ملته واجعلنا من حزب المفلحين وانفعنا بمن توت علي قلوبنا من محبة يوم لا جد ولا مال ولا بنين اللهم اوردنا حوضه الاسفى اللهم اسقنا بكأس الاوفى اللهم اغفر لنا واغفر لأمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم تجاوز عن أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اصلح أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم انصر أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم اصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وعبدك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وعبدك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم سبحان ربنا رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.